Welcome back. Gridiron Sticks here. Let's jump right into week three in the NFL. The Bills, 49ers, Packers, all 3-0. I mean, there's other teams that are 3-0, but they're all like expected.
These are teams that missed the playoffs last year.
Yeah. Bills, I mean, they really haven't played anybody, so.
No. I mean, it's the first 3 weeks of the year. You always have these teams that are just, you know,
random,
surprising, and most of them probably wind up 500 at best. It's just, I mean, out of those three that you mentioned, I mean, you have to go with Green Bay probably being the most actually legit because they have a proven quarterback. They full-on invested in defense and free agency and through the draft. And they already have two division wins under their belt. And they played the toughest opponent on the road. So they beat Chicago in Chicago.
Yeah, but Chicago hasn't been anything lately.
No.
First 2 weeks they haven't shown anything. I mean they're gonna win tonight against the Redskins, but like they haven't shown anything.
They're still fine.
I mean they barely beat the Broncos last week. The Bears did.
Yeah.
So and they like what was the score? 10-3 Packers, mm-hmm. Bears. So like really that's not much.
No.
I mean the 49ers first 2 weeks they really haven't played anybody. This past week was their like first true test, but at the same time you're going up against a team that they're starting quarterbacks out. Mm-hmm. So really it's not, I wouldn't say it's like a true test. I mean in terms of like playing against a decent defense, yeah. But
I mean, you turn the ball over five times and you find a way to win.
Yeah, I mean,
you're obviously somewhat good, or you're just playing a team that can't produce anything, which both could be correct because obviously the Steelers couldn't do anything yesterday, offense-wise. They get four turnovers in the first half, and they amass 6 points total off of turnovers.
That's just, I don't know.
I mean, it was 6-3 at halftime.
I mean, that's just bad play calling on the Steelers' end.
Well, it definitely is. I mean, the offense couldn't click until the second half whenever they actually needed to. Like, when they could have been up, instead of 6-0 after both field goals, it should have been 14-0, and they could have had the game, you know, pretty in hand. But they kept it a one-possession game. And then when San Francisco actually decided, hey, let's go no huddle.
Well, not only that, but like let's play clean. Let's not turn the ball over.
Right. I mean, they still did in the second half, but like when they needed to convert, they converted, and it just.
Well, let's be honest though. The 49ers, they were moving the ball well.
In both halves,
they were moving the ball well.
It was just
turnovers.
It was, handoff errors that were both their fumbles.
Yeah.
I mean, Jimmy G's interceptions were both tipped. So, like, it wasn't
The one was tipped, and then the other one, I think, he was getting, like, sacked right before he threw the ball.
Are you talking about TJ's or Minka's?
Minka's.
But it still hit off the receiver's hand, so it's technically not all hit. It's not even his fault because he threw an accurate pass. Now, the one to the screen when TJ got his first – TJ Watt got his interception.
Literally, that was all the running back.
Right. Though. I mean, his offensive line was injured, and so the Steelers were getting constant pressure, but he was getting it off just in time before – But, I mean, they're good. Steelers are just in absolute implode mode. And if they can't beat Cincinnati a week from today, it might be time to call it a season already because you might regret trading that first-round pick unless – I mean
– trading that first-round pick for Minkah Fitzpatrick.
He did produce two takeaways yesterday.
Yeah.
And he looked amazing.
He looked
on defense.
Great. I mean, he looked great.
The defense looked like it had an identity in the first half. And then whenever they couldn't – when the offense still couldn't stay on the field and the defense had to get on constantly. I mean, San Francisco controlled the time of possession, I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
Because every time Pittsburgh got a turnover, it was either a three and out or points. I mean, it was a field goal.
Or it was like almost like a three and out, but instead you're getting points out of it. Like, there's nothing –
So,
no,
I mean,
like, long drive.
This is literally, you know, it's the first division game of the year next Monday night.
It's a must win.
And if they don't win, you might not just call it a wrap on the season. You might have to seriously look at blowing up the coaching staff.
Unloading veterans.
Well, not even, like, I mean, because you're going to obviously need to acquire a first-round pick somehow, some way. And you have 8, 9 of them on defense, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to go.
Well, let's go on to another team that's been struggling, Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, that game, wow.
I don't know about that.
Matt Ryan, again, looked like complete garbage.
Yeah, he didn't look great. They lose Keanu Neal
for the again.
Again, this time with a torn Achilles. He's out for the
season. I really hope, because I didn't get a good look at it, because obviously that game wasn't televised and there wasn't much from it, but I'm really hoping it's not the same leg that he hurt last year.
Yeah, because wasn't last year a knee injury?
I'm pretty sure, because, I mean, last year their whole defense got imploded, but...
with Deion Jones going down.
Mm-hmm. And Keanu Neal. Well, they lost both safeties last year. But I just hope it's not the same leg, because that'll be career-threatening.
I know, like, at the end of the day, stat line-wise, Julio Jones had a great game.
I mean, he's going to get his.
But Calvin Ridley
didn't have a catch.
Was a no-show.
He didn't. And Indianapolis's corners and secondary, aside from Malik Hooker, who also got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt.
But they're nothing.
Darius Leonard wasn't playing.
They're nothing to be scared of. And, like.
Do you think the Colts are.
No.
I don't want to say, like, legit. No. But, like.
I mean, that. Right now, they're 2-1. They're sitting pretty. I mean, this is way more than the fans could have anticipated with Andrew Luck leaving.
Especially with how hard their schedule has been to start of the year.
I mean, you. Who'd they lose to?
Chargers.
Week 1. And that was an overtime game. So they could easily be 3-0 right now.
Yeah.
If they would say they win the toss in overtime and they could have drove down the field.
Yeah.
And now they beat Tennessee.
Let's rephrase that. They lost to Austin Eckler.
Yeah, he didn't show up yesterday. Well, just to mention somebody that else didn't show up. But they could easily be 3-0.
Yeah.
So could we be talking about a potential, you know.
Playoff team in this team?
Well, that division is absolute.
I mean, you got Houston.
Mediocrity.
Realistically, the number one team.
Well, they have the quarterback. They have the defense.
Yeah.
And they have the star receiver.
I mean, they squeaked out a win over Jacksonville. They lose to a New Orleans Saints team that they
should have won. A game they should have won.
And then they pulled off.
What many would consider an upset yesterday.
Yeah.
Because it's a road game.
Yeah, it was in
Los Angeles. Beating the Chargers. No, I mean, congrats to the Colts, really. I mean, Jacoby Brissett's just trying to prove that he can start.
Well, let's go on to a team that's technically not undefeated, Detroit Lions.
Yeah, but they still have that 0 in the L column in their record.
Yeah.
Now, undefeated. I know a tie is going to weigh heavy because it doesn't count as a win, but it doesn't count as a loss.
But they beat the Chargers.
They beat the Chargers at home.
And then they go into Philly and beat Philly.
And they were in control of that game for pretty much the whole
time. Yeah, they were in control of the game the entire game.
Now, granted, Philly was having some injury problems.
To the wide receivers.
Yes. But.
But I think we might be underestimating the Lions a little bit.
Or is it just, I mean, 3 weeks into the season, it's not too early to tell about teams that are absolutely imploding, but it might be too early to tell about teams that are could have a fluke of a start.
I don't know if it's a fluke.
They tied Arizona.
Yep. But you were able to score points on Philly's defense. That's pretty good.
In Philly.
And you beat the Chargers that technically are supposed to have a good offense. And you held them, what was it, 10 points?
It was 13-10 final.
Yeah. I mean, they held, what was the score of yesterday's game? 27-24?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And most of the points the Eagles scored was in second half.
And yeah.
Mainly, I think it was mainly like the fourth quarter that they scored those points too. So I think the defense is legit, to be completely honest with you.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that offense is there yet. I mean, Matt Stafford.
Oh, boy.
He's not good, but he's not terrible. He's average.
Yeah.
I'd say.
He's been that for the whole decade that he's been in the league. So.
Yeah. Well, let's go to another quarterback that I'm personally not a fan of, but he had himself a really good day. Daniel Jones. Taking over the reins of New York Giants from Eli Manning.
I'm sure the New York faithful will probably tell you that the torch has been passed.
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
I don't.
But from seeing in-game like mannerisms on the sidelines from Eli, he was congratulating Daniel on his good, you know, good plays. But you can tell that he is scared, to say the least.
He doesn't look. I don't think he's.
Okay, but when you look at it, yeah, he might not see it in his eyes, but it's a real kind of like, you know, generic or.
At the same time, you beat Arizona.
No, they beat Tampa.
Tampa. Sorry, Tampa. That's not saying much.
Okay, but the dude had almost 400 yards passing.
You beat against Tampa. That Tampa's not that great. They got.
Congratulations to the kid. Just say that, all right?
Yeah, like congrats, you got your first win, but you beat.
He had 4 total touchdowns. That's more than Eli Manning and Phil Simms had in their first career start combined.
Against Tampa.
I don't care. Those men that are playing on that team are good enough to be playing in the NFL, good enough to get drafted in the NFL. So it's not like you're playing.
He would have lost this game if Tampa had a respectable kicker.
Respectable? How about you just have a bad day? Some guys just have a bad day, and Matt Gay had a bad day.
A bad day is missing like one extra point, like maybe missing like 2 field goals. This guy missed 3 extra points and the game-winning field goal. And it wasn't even close.
He's won over the team.
That's not just a bad day.
Daniel Jones has won over that team already. But then again, Saquon goes down in the same game. So
big hit.
You gain a savior, or what the fans perceive as the savior, and you lose your best player.
Yeah. I don't think that's a good takeaway, though.
Yeah, well, you got to win. A win's a win.
They're not a playoff
team. They scored 30 points. Yeah, I'm not saying they're a playoff team. That division is way too hard to win.
I mean, the division's only hard.
And the NFC.
Top two.
The NFC is much better, much more competitive than the AFC is. So.
Yeah, well.
He got a win. He's 1-0. So.
Speaking of another NFC team, New Orleans Saints pulling off a win against the Seahawks.
They went into Seattle and.
Seattle made it kind of close towards the end.
I know.
But it was not. Like, don't let the scoreboard fool you. Saints dominated that game.
Russell Wilson is almost unbeatable at home. He's near unbeatable.
That defense was amazing.
And New Orleans went in there and spanked him.
Yeah. It wasn't even fair.
And, I mean, this 2-quarterback system Sean Payton's trying to run, it worked at least once. No. They needed this win because now they're above. They're 2-1.
They have division lead, don't they?
Because everybody else is 1-2.
Yeah.
So they got the win they needed, but they still have another month ahead of them without Breeze.
Yeah, and that's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's supposed to come back, what, week 10?
I don't know. 9? They said about 6 weeks off. So, and I'm not sure exactly when their bye week is, so I'd assume it's probably.
I think their bye week is either week 8 or week 9.
So he'll probably come back by the bye week. He'll probably start throwing again in the bye week. And then.
Because I think right after their bye week, they play the Falcons.
Okay.
But I think from now on, I think they have a pretty easy.
Doable? Wouldn't you say? You don't want to say easy, but you want to say.
I would say it's doable with Teddy Bridgewater as their quarterback.
They win today, or yesterday, I mean. Sorry. And if they have 5 weeks more, we'll just say 5 weeks, okay?
Yep.
Say they escape.
3-2.
From now on?
Yeah.
So then that puts them at 5-3 when he comes back.
Yeah.
He can lead them to the playoffs at 5-3.
Especially in that division.
And when you have the Panthers twice in like the last 5 weeks.
They look terrible.
I mean, you know, Kyle Allen replacing Cam Newton. But if Cam Newton comes back, they're not going to win anything. So I think they're fine.
Atlanta hasn't proved anything. I mean, they're getting hurt. You got the Buccaneers who are terrible.
If New Orleans plays Atlanta before Breeze comes back, it will all depend on where they play him. Because if they play him in New Orleans before he comes back, they should be able to win that game. But if you play them in Atlanta, it's going to be a shootout either way. But it'll just all come down to who has the ball last.
Yeah. Well, let's preview tonight's game a little bit. Bears and
oh my gosh, Redskins. I don't even want to watch it.
Yeah.
These next few, I mean, I'm going to watch the Steeler games because I'm a fan, but good Lord. Who was thinking this when they made the schedule?
Like, if...
I mean, I get it. Chicago is supposed to be a playoff team. Yep. They won their division last year. They're supposed to be improving. Okay. But
every team needs a night game.
Not everybody gets a Monday night or Sunday night game, though. Because Cleveland hasn't had a Sunday night game in a decade.
If you're putting the Redskins in a night game, put them against Dallas. Put them against Philly.
Put them against somebody that they could actually care about playing.
Put them against the Giants, a rival. Don't put them against the Bears. Like,
I mean, they save the Cowboy game for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but they do that every year.
Yeah.
They play them one other time.
But I mean, Pittsburgh gets two Monday night games, and I'm pretty sure Cleveland does too. Why weren't the Redskins one of the teams they could have left off?
Yeah.
Because you're telling me America wants to see Case Keenum go up against that Chicago defense? Now, do you know by chance where it is? Is it in Washington or is it in Chicago?
I think it might be.
Because, Lord help him, if it's in Chicago, it's going to be a very...
Nope, it's in Washington.
Okay,
in
so Washington. He has at least a little bit of hope. But maybe if I'm Washington, if I'm Jay Gruden, if I'm Snyder... Okay.
Washington's next game is against the Giants.
Why not put that on it?
Exactly.
But maybe okay. And, you know, if this game goes brutal for Case, which I'm expecting it does, regardless if it's at home.
Khalil Mack's going to eat him alive.
It might be time. Now, I know you hate to put a rookie in, when your team season's over pretty much. Now, I get it's different with Daniel Jones. And when it's different with Mason Rudolph, because both of their starters
went down.
I mean, Eli didn't go down, but he's been down for the past, 4 years maybe?
Yeah, but you're the Redskins.
Yes.
You're going up against the Bears tonight.
Uh-huh.
You're playing Case Keenum today.
Yeah.
Your next game is against the Giants.
You need – if this game goes bad, it might just be time to turn to –
But
– What?
Week after the Giants, you play the Patriots. Do you want to play Dwayne Haskins?
Now, is next week in New York or is it in Washington?
It's in New York.
Okay, then don't start him. You need to get him – you need Haskins to play his first game at home.
I mean, at home against the Patriots?
No.
Or do you want his first game to be against the Miami Dolphins?
Exactly.
Because the week after the Patriots, they play the Miami Dolphins.
At home.
Away. But it's still in Miami.
I don't know. They just need to start him sooner rather than later. I don't put him up against New England. It might honestly come down to it because if they lose tonight.
Which they will.
I really can't see them winning next week. And I sure as heck can't see them winning the week after.
Yeah.
So they could be going into Miami, 0-5?
Yep.
That's just too late.
I mean, Miami's going to be going into that game 0-5 probably.
Right, but then it's starting to get later in the season, and you're like, okay, are we actually fighting for playoffs right now? No.
They shouldn't be thinking about playoffs.
Are we fighting about draft position?
That's what they should be worried about.
I know, but, like, they got the quarterback of the future.
Supposed to be.
They have a running back committee, if healthy.
If healthy, because Darius
Geis. But they don't have a receiver.
You're right.
Yeah. And their tight end is probably retiring.
Yeah, because he just got another concussion.
And their defense is average.
I would say it's a little bit above average.
I mean, okay, Josh Norman's washed.
Yeah, but they...
They got Landon Collins.
They're
Ryan Kerrigan.
Yeah.
They have an Alabama front four, pretty much.
Yeah.
So you need to focus on offense, but you're not going to take Jerry Jeudy with the number one pick.
Has Trent Williams been playing at all?
No.
Why haven't they traded him?
Because they can't find... They're thinking, oh, well... Okay, especially they should have traded him before Miami traded Laremy Tunsil, because now they're thinking, if they can get two first-round picks for him, why can't we at least get one for Trent Williams?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that's what they've been trying to do this whole time. And has it worked?
I don't know if they've been wanting to trade him, though. I know he wants to trade, but I don't know if the Redskins want to trade him.
Okay, then they're just – then it's on him to come back, because if they – tell him to his face, hey, we're not looking to trade you. He's up there in age. You're losing a season.
Yep.
You could be perfectly healthy. But then again, on his side of the ball.
He's dealt with injuries.
On his side of the ball, is he going to want to come back to a team that's winless and doesn't look like they're going to win anytime soon?
And that's not making the playoffs.
No.
I mean, who would be in the market for him?
Left tackle.
How long is 49ers left tackle out for?
A couple weeks. But he's one of those guys that as soon as he comes back, he's playing. Houston has depth there. They don't need
Patriots
it.
Patriots might be.
Well, was Isaiah Wynn a guard or was he a tackle?
He's a tackle. He's left tackle. He was put on IR.
Well, he was one of the team. They were one of the teams that was
interested.
Like, initially interested. So they could be it. Yeah, I mean, they're not going to trade him to a division team.
No.
And I don't think they trade him before they play the Patriots.
No, that'd be dumb.
Yeah. So.
Who's your pick in the game? So obviously, it's Chicago.
But Chicago's going to win by. I can't even say they're going to win by two touchdowns because Trubisky can't score two touchdowns.
No, but that defense will.
Maybe.
Khalil Mack probably have his stat line probably be like three sacks, forced fumble, something.
I think that's a lucky time, or that's a lucky stat line for Washington's offensive line. If they hold him to three, he's going to eat them alive.
Yeah, but you also got to think, like, the other side of the other players that are on that line, too.
It's going to look like a deer in headlights when Case Keenum's back there tonight. And, my Lord, if they for some reason, because Jay Gruden's job is probably on the line, and he's probably going to get fired.
I don't think that's fair at all.
But if he if he puts Haskins in early, like say he puts him in tonight, yeah, then there's reason why he should be fired.
But think though, say you're down, I don't know, 24-0 at half. You put him in?
No, because you want your starting quarterback, because this is going to be your guy of the future. You picked him at 15. He fell into your lap. You want him to be focused. You want him to be confident. You say you put him in when you're down 24-0. That's just saying he's a backup, because that's what teams do when they pull their starter of the game.
But you could also be saying, hey, let's give this kid a chance, see what he can do. This is a really good defense. If you can put up points up, then you're showing something to us.
They're not going to be able to put up points tonight. Unless I'm wrong.
Don't sleep on Adrian Peterson.
I think everybody slept on him after he, you know.
Yeah, after that whole incident.
Yeah. So.
All right, well, let's move on to the NHL. Big news. Mitch Marner signing his contract. 10.9 by 6 years. And Braden Point signing today at 3 years at $6.75 million. Both those teams are. I don't know about Toronto.
Are they going to lose to Boston again?
I mean, you have your core locked up now. But that is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your core players. Nylander, Matthews, Tavares, Marner. That's just your four forwards. The cheapest one is coming in at close to $7 million. Bergeron makes less. Pasternak makes less. Marchand makes less.
And what have they done the past couple years?
Boston's beaten them every time.
Boston has owned them past couple years.
But not only that, but you have Morgan. So for Toronto, you have Morgan Riley's deal that's coming up soon. I don't know if it's this year, but it might be your following. He's going to get paid. Tyson Barrie's deal expires at the end of this year. Jake Muzzin's deal expires at the end of this year. Travis Dermott, he's coming off his entry-level deal this year. That's your top four D-men. You're choosing to pick offense over your defense. That's only going to get you so far. That's going to get you the playoffs, but that's going to get you a first-round exit.
Mm-hmm.
Mikko Rantanen, he's on the brink of signing. 4 to 6 years, anywhere range of 8.4 to 8.9. Pretty fair deal if they get it somewhere around there, I'd say. Part of the best line in hockey. Patrick Laine, Winnipeg Jets. I don't know what is going on. So, Dustin Byfuglien taking a personal leave, mulling his retirement. And I understand why the team did this and suspending him. The team did it for cap purposes.
Okay.
Which they go from, I think it's like $15 million in cap space that they currently have right now, to suspending him, creating, I think it's up to $23 million in cap space. That's enough room to sign both Patrick Laine and Kyle Connor. $15 million might even be enough room to sign both of them. Get it done. Just get it done. Instead, you have Patrick Laine playing over in Switzerland now. So you had Austin Matthews go one. He re-signed. Patrick Laine, two. Overplaying in Switzerland. Pierre-Luc Dubois coming at three. After the end of this year, his entry level is done. Jesse Puljujärvi, he's overplaying in Finland. Two out of the top four aren't even over in North America anymore. That's ridiculous. Carolina is looking to trade Justin Falk. Anaheim had a deal in place, but he does not want to go there.
Yeah, it's not looking pretty.
I've also heard LA is interested in him as well.
Boy, go from a pretty much locked playoff team to a bottom feeder.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's exactly what he wants to do.
Well, last thing we talk about today, Jack Hughes.
Okay.
He's killing it right now in the preseason. I mean, he's proven me wrong, but again, at the same time, it's only preseason.
Right. You don't want to jump to any conclusions yet.
But he had two goals against Boston. I think he also had an assist in that game. And then I think he had a goal and assist against the Rangers. Did you see his goal against the Rangers? Ooh. On a breakaway, Silky beat Henrik Lundqvist. That was nice. Mm-hmm. It was really nice. But I mean, maybe he's actually going to be a stud. I mean, he's probably going to be a stud, but maybe better than what I was thinking.
Hey. It all depends.
Who knows?
It is just preseason, but
yeah. You like to see them succeed, though, in the preseason.
You got to give the kid a chance. I mean, he has high expectations.
I mean, right now, teams are starting to send down prospects, rookies, all that. So, now, next few games that they play in the preseason, it's actually going to be
the players that are going to play.
Yeah.
Not just some guys showing what they got and why they were picked early.
Yeah. But
now it's going to be the actual guys that will play in the league.
And they're actually going to play, start going, ramp up that intensity a little bit. But
which is scary because you don't want anything bad to happen.
Knock on wood.
Right.
But, yeah.
So, I mean, just another week.
NHL starts up next week.
Yeah.
Almost to October.
It's unbelievable.
But
it's already the fifth week of school. And
yeah.
We're about to get all the – well, baseball is not about to end anytime soon, so.
All the major sports are going to be playing here soon.
Yeah. I mean, baseball is going to get into playoffs in the next couple weeks, which, thank Lord. I mean, it's been a long summer, but it's been a long layoff since the actual sports that people care to watch will all be on at the same time. No offense to baseball. I mean, if you play baseball, you know, I played baseball for years, but you can't watch a game unless you're there.
Yeah.
And then again, attendance is way down. And it's just time for, like, the exciting sports to come back. I mean, football's already back. And then you got hockey and basketball right around the corner.
Yeah. Exciting time of year.
Right.
Halloween coming up.
Halloween. Weather's getting colder. Can actually go out and not sweat to death going to class.
Yeah. Well, I'll catch you guys next week.
Yeah.